Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And then the man steps right up to the microphone.
Mr. Mark Duffer bringing us back. That's the Dire Straits Band. He's in front of 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. And you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. We've got our good friend Ellen Rohr here. Ellen is the author of Bare Bones Biz Plans, the Bare Bones Weekend Biz Plan. Where did the money go? You got to have this book, folks. This is common sense, real life, how to run your financial, your business financially. Ellen, you're still doing that with a lot of folks, and I appreciate the effort you're giving them. EllenRohr.com, R-O-H-R, Ellen, R-O-H-R, Rohr.com. They can find all your books there and all the things you do with folks, can't they?
Yes. I love our relationship, Jim, because we were just chatting. It's not just me sharing. When I come on your show, this is a conversation, and you bring your ideas to the party, too. I always learn something. So thank you for allowing me to be part of your brain trust, and I benefit just as well.
It's our pleasure. We're glad you're here. We won't do without you.
Yay!
So, okay, let's talk about a couple of more things. What you call how to wrangle chaos. We talked about mapping out the week, communicating when you're available so people don't just barge into your office, and mm-hmm. then close the door when you need to, but don't be shut up from folks. And the fourth one is what?
To practice meditation.
Wow.
Okay, this is, again, notice that all of my
You get
my
new agey on me here.
Yeah, oh yeah, you know I will. All of my tips are about what you can do. See, the problem often becomes that we want other people to be different. Mm-hmm. If she were only more organized, if he would only not interrupt me. You can't control anybody but you. Isn't that liberating?
Yeah.
And when you do, everything will change for you. And the most important discipline to develop is the voices in your own head. Can you stop those voices in your own head? And that's all meditation is. Meditation is quieting your mind.
Mm-hmm.
Regardless of what your spiritual or religious beliefs are, meditation is a discipline where you can quiet that nonsense that happens in your brain. I heard someone describe their brain as monkey brain, and I went, that's what I've got. That's what I've got. I didn't have a word for it before.
You know, one of the things that I do, I guess I do meditate. I never have thought about it like that. But there's a prayer that I say, and if depending on how bad things are, the worse things are, or the more frustrated or whatever I am, I say that prayer that much slower. Word for word. And by doing that, That's the only way I can get myself into what you would call the meditation.
I've heard meditation described as like this. The prayer is when you speak to God, and meditation is when you listen.
Yeah.
So by slowing that prayer down, you're creating some space
yep.
between words. That will work. There are, you know, an infinite number of ways to meditate. The way I learned, you're going to laugh at this, but the way I learned to meditate is I took a class called 40 Days and 40 Nights, and we were on the phone, and we meditated together in the morning and the evening, and I took it twice, so I did 80 days and 80 nights, and I
Only
learned
you.
Some technique. And I tell you, I use it to go back to sleep in the middle of the night. I use it when things are
That's
are
what
tough.
I use the prayer for. That's the same thing.
Yep. There you go. So it's your own mind that makes you nuts. No one else imposes this mm-hmm. on you, and that is a discipline. Just like being physically fit, being mentally
right.
fit, I think meditation is a great practice.
And by the way, folks, I'll give you the prayer. It's the 23rd Psalm. It's amazing. It's an amazing passage.
Aww. Look at how we play on each other. I love that.
Well, and I'll tell you something. I don't care what your faith is. That's a passage of wisdom. Literature that has stood the test of time. Okay, give us the last one, the last thought.
All right, now when you're overwhelmed, this is a great expression. When you're overwhelmed, perhaps it's because everything that you put out there that you want is coming to you. You know, sometimes I'm overwhelmed, and then I take a look at all the things I'm doing, and I say, I created every one of those things,
mm-hmm.
and all these things are coming to me, so I'm going to celebrate them. And if life gets a little bit messy, that's just the way it goes. Life gets lifey. So, again, it's going to be our reaction to this that creates the stress and the heart attacks and everything else. So it's a little messy. Triage, decide some of those balls are going to drop. Some of them you'll pick up later. I ask a lot of times, what would happen if we just didn't handle that?
Mm-hmm.
Just let it go. It just dropped to the floor and it stayed there until it became enough of an issue that we had to deal with it. Maybe
this,
it'd even crawl away.
Is this
away.
Like the 3-second rule with a cookie? Could we?
Yeah.
Maybe we could have a 30-minute rule for a problem or a day rule for a problem, right?
Just give it a minute.
Like the 3-second rule
there.
For the cookie. And sometimes if it's a really good cookie, it's the 5-second rule.
Hey, oh, yeah.
Hey, Ellen, thanks for being here. Good job, as always. Come back soon.
Mwah.
Ellen Rohr, ladies and gentlemen. I told you, hey, don't unbuckle those seatbelts. She's still here. Ellen Rohr, ladies and gentlemen. EllenRohr.com. Check out her website. She'll be back another day, I promise. And I'll be back after these messages. I promise that, too.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.